Do you see how the pursuit of gold does not allow people to stay human, but turns them into wild beasts and demons instead? What could be more pitiful than this wealthy person who prays for famine daily just so he could accumulate more gold? Indeed, his obsession has ironically evolved to the opposite of its original objective. He isn't even gratified by his abundant food supplies. Rather, he is aggrieved by the fact that his possessions are countless. While one might assume that abundant wealth should bring joy, this man is upset because of this very abundance. Do you realize, as I had pointed out, that the rich tend to derive less pleasure from their current wealth and instead suffer more agony for what they haven't yet amassed? For example, a person with countless amounts of wheat feels more sorrow and regret than one who is deprived of food. While the latter, who barely has his daily bread, celebrates his life, expresses boundless joy and thanks God, the former, who has so much, is distressed and feels as though everything's lost. So it's not the excess that brings happiness, but rather a disciplined mind. Without this, even if one has all the wealth in the world, he'll feel as though he's lost everything and will mourn accordingly. Consider the man we've been discussing. Even if he had sold off all his possessions for a desired amount, he would still be upset that it wasn't for more. And if he could have gotten more, he would have sought additional profits. And if he had sold a bushel for 1 pound, he would have still grieved that the half bushel couldn't sell for the same amount. And if the price wasn't set high at first, don't be surprised. You see, similar to drunkards who don't get inflamed at the start, but only after consuming large amounts of alcohol, these men wound up in greater poverty the more they grasped. Those who amass more than others are, paradoxically, the ones who end up in the direst need.